From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Four American journalists charged in Bahrain have been released and are due to fly out of the country, according to their lawyer Tuesday. The journalists were arrested on Sunday and had been charged early in the day with illegally assembly with the intent to commit a crime. Police said the woman and three men entered the country last week and performed journalistic activities without permission from authorities, in addition to carrying out illegal acts. The journalists went to Bahrain to cover the anniversary of the island's pro-democracy protests that were crushed by authorities 5 years ago. They were arrested on Sunday in the Shiite town of Sitra during clashes between protesters and security forces. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations have reached an agreement to freeze output to tackle the global oil surplus. The oil ministers of Saudi Arabia, Russia, Venezuela, and Qatar agreed to the pact Tuesday during a closed-door meeting in the capital of Doha. The quartet will freeze output at January levels, according to the Saudi Arabian oil minister. He called it adequate. This is the oil minister, Ali Al-Naimi.
It is a beginning of a process which we will assess in the next few months and decide whether we need other steps to stabilize and improve the market.
Meanwhile, oil prices rose just over $35 a barrel Tuesday in anticipation of a deal to cut production. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy is being questioned in connection with the financial scandal involving his unsuccessful re-election bid in 2012. Sarkozy appeared in a Paris courtroom Tuesday to face judges investigating allegations that a firm engaged in false accounting. VOA News. Air attacks in northern Syria that damaged or destroyed schools and hospitals and left at least 50 people dead drew international condemnation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attacks a blatant violation of international law. Susan Rice, the U.S. National Security Advisor, also denounced the airstrikes that some believe were carried out by government or Russian forces.
What concerns us is that as the violence continues, more and more civilians are being impacted. And the pressure on civilians and the outflow of displaced persons from their areas of residence is increasing. And that is why we have put a premium on trying to halt the violence, enable humanitarian access, and create an environment that is conducive for a political track to get underway.
Meanwhile, UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is in the country where he's due to hold talks Tuesday with officials on implementing a ceasefire this week. He arrived late Monday in Damascus for an unannounced visit. President Obama, hosting leaders of 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, said he wants to boost security and economic cooperation. He spoke at the start of a two-day meeting in California.
Together, we can continue to increase the trade and economic partnerships that create jobs and opportunity for our people. Since I took office, we've boosted trade between the United States and ASEAN by 55%. The region is now our fourth largest goods trading partner, including U.S. exports that support more than 500,000 American jobs. U.S. companies have been the largest source of foreign investment in ASEAN. One of the many reasons that the region's GDP has surged in recent years, lifting people from poverty into the middle class.
Again, that is U.S. President Barack Obama speaking Monday in California. South Korean President Park Geun-hye is warning North Korea that Seoul plans to take a harder approach towards the regime if it continues work on developing a nuclear weapon. In a nationally televised address before the National Assembly Tuesday, President Park defended her decision to close the case on Industrial Park in response to the regime's recent test of its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. That Industrial Park is a manufacturing hub jointly run with North Korea. And now to politics in Uganda, where candidates there are holding final rallies Tuesday ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections. Voters are to decide on Thursday whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term or elect an opposition candidate and have a new leader for the first time since 1986. Museveni took power in a coup and won landslide elections in 2006 and 2011 that observers say were marred by irregularities and intimidation of opposition parties. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.